Comcast Sportsnet is giving away a pair of Eagles season tickets. Enter to win at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. Time now for our Twitter mailbag. Just hit us up on Twitter at Eagles Shows and ask us some questions. Why don't you take the first one, Bo?
Well, the first question comes from All-Star DW. Maybe that's Dyheim Watkins, the new Eagle, who's tweeting directly at us. But he wants to know, as he is part of the defense, what part of the defense is the strongest?
I think we're going to agree with this. It's the front. It is an unheralded group for the most part. It is a young group for the most part. And the Eagles up front defensively are very, very talented, really deep, aggressive. They play together. There's no egos there. Fletcher Cox is the headliner, but Bo, I think that group really against the run, unheralded against the pass, but effective in the pass rush
as well.
Yeah,
just for the sake of argument, I'd like to say maybe the linebackers because you've got those three guys inside, two good starters on the outside, maybe the secondary because it's been so overturned this offseason. But the answer is the defensive line. You're absolutely right. Fletcher Cox, I think for my money, the best player on this Eagles team, but it goes, as you said, beyond those guys. So deep players like Vinnie Curry, Brandon Bear, Bo Allen, even maybe second-year emerging Taylor Hart could make an impact this season. The deepest position, I think, on the team and the best at the top.
Shocked to hear you profess your love once again for
Taylor Hart. The excellence of execution.
Your man crush.
I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, and the coaches do rave about Taylor Hart, who had a red shirt kind of season last year, has gained a lot of weight. And we'll see on Sunday what kind of role Taylor Hart might play in this Eagles defense. All right, question number two. Who are you looking to step up in the slot corner position from at PWall 33? Well, we've talked a little bit about the candidates. Ultimately, I believe the Eagles will have Eric Rowe on the field this year, whether that means he's on the outside, Nolan Carroll inside. Somehow, Eric Rowe, too talented, too big, fits absolutely perfectly into what the Eagles want to do. So I'm going to say Nolan Carroll inside, Eric Rowe on the outside.
And you wonder if there will be a situation where maybe early in the season, Nolan Carroll starts on the outside opposite Byron Maxwell, but then when the Eagles go to nickel, Carroll slides inside, Eric Rowe goes to the outside. But listen, Eric Rowe is going to get his chance to earn the nickel job right now. Going to be interesting to see. The other guy who I am a little bit intrigued by is Jalen Watkins, last year's fourth-round pick. He has made some strides in his second season. All the coaches talk about, for not just rookies but veterans, the difference a second year in this organization makes. Perhaps Jalen Watkins makes a push.
And the loss of Jacory Shepard is significant. I mean, the Eagles were high on him and remain high on him and hoped to have him involved in this defense. But there is some strength in numbers. It's why the Eagles traded Brandon Boykin, and it's why the Eagles believe they can survive and thrive with Jacory Shepard sidelined. All right, question number three, Bo.
All right, Dave, this one comes from Hat Maiden. Which undrafted rookie has been the most impressive?
I mean, it's probably easy to say right now Denzel Rice, cornerback from Coastal Carolina. He's the one that's been attracting the most buzz. He's 6 feet tall, 196 pounds, has been around the football. We'll see more in the game on Sunday. I guess for my money, at this point, it would be Denzel Rice.
Yeah, and as Chip Kelly has said, the players on the outside, on the perimeter, the wide receivers, the corners, those are the ones who you can sort of make some kind of judgments on at this point in training camp. The guys on the line, that is what the preseason games is for, is judging those guys. And so the two players who I will look for on Sunday at least, Malcolm Bunch, who's gotten a little bit of buzz from Chip Kelly, improving on that offensive line, versatile, can play probably four positions. And then on the defensive line, Travis Rasidi, who I think has been impressive, but again, so hard to tell with defensive linemen until they put the pads on.
And I'll throw a shout-out to Rashid Bailey, Philly's own, made some plays on Sunday at the open practice at wide receiver. And again, we'll get a lot of reps this week in the preseason opener. When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, time to talk defensive line with a player I bet you didn't know, an all-pro last year, Fletcher Cox in studio when we return.